From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Within hours, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will announce his choice for Secretary of State, the key member of his cabinet. Multiple U.S. news organizations are reporting Trump will select ExxonMobil Chairman Rex Tillerson as his nominee for Secretary of State. Tillerson's close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin could complicate his confirmation in the Senate. Lawmakers are already investigating charges that Russia interfered in last month's election to boost Trump's chances of winning the White House. And President Barack Obama, speaking on The Daily Show TV program, said the comprehensive review of the hacking allegations he requested could be beneficial in the future.
So that the public and our elected representatives going forward can find ways to prevent this kind of interference from having an impact on the elections in the future.
Meantime, U.S. President-elect Trump says he will speak to the press in the near future about his cabinet appointments and his business, which he is leaving in the hands of his sons. The announcement late Monday on Twitter came days before a now-postponed briefing about how he will separate himself from his business with global interests in order to focus on the presidency and avoid conflicts of interest. The Israeli Air Force is getting a boost with the arrival of America's top warplane. Robert Berger has the story.
Two F-35 stealth fighter jets roared into an Air Force base in southern Israel, where they were welcomed by Israeli leaders and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
There's no better symbol of the U.S. commitment to Israel's security than the F-35.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has threatened in the past to attack Iran's nuclear program, said Israel's long arm has just become